get started here with the injury update. Montario Hardesty, he's going to have a knee scope. His knee's been nagging him for a little bit. This is unrelated to the hamstring tendon that he had injured that was had kept him out earlier in camp. So he's going to have a scope tomorrow on that. We have T.J. Connolly has a slight groin strain. So T.J., we held him out today. We'll see tomorrow how he feels, and it'll be a game-time decision. And let's see, who else did we have here? I'm sorry? Jordan Norwood, yeah, he's got a hamstring, the same hamstring. We'll just wait and see until tomorrow, and we'll let you know tomorrow before with any of the other guys.
So we haven't seen Chris Ball on the bike the last couple days. Is anything going on with him?
He did. He had a scope as well. 2 days ago, he had a scope.
On the same knee that he had?
Yes.
ACL?
Yes.
So is that like an IR kind of thing?
Or? We'll just have to wait and see.
What about Montario? Any idea timetable-wise with him?
I don't. We'll have to see after he gets that. It's just to clean it up.
What does that do? I know we asked you this yesterday about the thumb or whatever, but that this is now different. That changes some dynamics here. So what does that do to his prospects? You got a tough decision to make at that position.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how what time and when he gets back, and then balance that with the other guys and how they're doing and how they've done in the next couple weeks.
What do you hope to accomplish tomorrow, Chuck?
Yeah, I want to see progress. I want to see improvement from the first game in a number of areas. I think ultimately we want to have consistency. And, so if you go and you look at specifics of execution and some of the details and guys being a little more detailed in some of the execution, I want to continue to improve upon the identity that we're creating and how we play, and go out and see these guys in different situations that are going to come up and how they're going to compete and how they're going to react to those situations.
Chad, what do you tell a player like Montario who's dealt with a lot in a short period of time about, persistence and hanging in there and what happened?
Yeah, you just have to keep coming back and keep fighting. And, I think that theme we've talked about a lot, and it applies everywhere in this game. And, he'll make it back.
Same knee that he had as a rookie.
I'm not sure about that.
Chad, we obviously with Montario undergoing the surgery, the other backups are going to get some more exposure here throughout the rest of the preseason. So, can you break down what you think you have at Deion Lewis and Brandon Jackson?
Yeah, I mean they've been playing that way. Montario's missed some of the time already, so we'll play in the same way. And going back, I think Deion's had a really good camp and showing some things he can do, and Brandon Jackson can run the football, and it'll be good to get Trent out, back again. And Obanai has shown his versatility in all areas, whether tailback or fullback.
Can Deion, in your mind, be a backup number two to Trent?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think he's shown well this camp. We'll wait and see till tomorrow, but I would doubt it.
How about T.J. Ward?
T.J. has been working all week long. Feel good about him. We'll probably hold him for the game. Nothing wrong. Just want to be smart about it and get him ready for the season.
Chuck, is the time frame on David Nelson getting any better as you get another game now and you got this showcase, so to speak, game three, and then
he's improving. He's getting better. He's doing more and more every day. So hopefully we can get him out here soon.
Chad, how many roster spots would you say are still open or undecided? Is a better word?
All of them right now. there's a lot that happens between now and ultimately when the roster comes together. I've been places before where you put the roster together at this time and there's still a couple weeks left and games for guys, the guys can jump up and prove things. Injuries play into it as well, so it's really a dynamic thing. That I mean, to put a number on it right now is just way too premature.
We had Mingo was talking to the group the other day, and he'd mentioned that I don't know if it's you or what coaches were saying that you need to have a motor like Ataba, Ruben, and just getting your impressions of Ruben. And what he brings to the team and his work rate?
Yeah, I mean, we saw this right from the get-go in the springtime, and Ruben's got an unbelievable motor, unbelievable work ethic. I've said before, I mean, he's a self-made player. You know, I was here before and saw him as a rookie, and, you know, he's come miles and miles from where he was at, and, you know, he's a great leader, a great guy to show people how to do things through example, and, you know, he's an outstanding teammate.
How about as a player? I mean, just obviously we're just talking about his effort, but as a player?
He's relentless, outstanding against the run. He's really improved and worked on his pass rush. The adjustment from nose to defensive end, he's had no issues with that. He's a guy that just comes here every day, and every day to work and every day to get better.
Chad, Chris Owens has been out here in recent days. Is he going to go tomorrow?
Yes.
And what do you, how do you view your competition there with him in screen at this point?
Good. I think those both of those guys have really shown a lot. I've mentioned before, it's not just about winning one position, but showing that you can play, and we'll find a place for you. And so I'm anxious to see him back out on the field, and as well, you know, as well as seeing Buster.
It seems like since last Thursday, Buster's really just strung together some real strong practices. Have you, has that stood out to you?
He's really improved, and I, you know, he's a guy again. I see it on a daily basis, and he's made some plays, and I think he's getting more confident, and that's the key. Is, you know, he has confidence in his ability and his technique, and Louie and Bobby have been doing a great job with him in that way, and I think, you know, he's playing more confident, and he's trusting his technique.
He committed quite a few penalties last year, and obviously you don't want those. So what do you, how do you teach a player to avoid those situations that cause him to commit those penalties?
Yeah, a little bit what I was just talking about is, you know, working on technique. You know, from his movement standpoint, he's quick, got the quickness. You know, he has the ability, and his technique has gotten better and better. And he trusts his technique where he doesn't get in situations where he would hold.
That free safety in Horton's defense is, proves to be a position of turnovers. That's what you want out of that position. Is any of those guys showing that ability competing for that job?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like all of our guys to be able to create turnovers. That's something we want to do on defense. The safety position is a key in a lot of different ways. You know, getting guys lined up, the right calls, making all those type of things, and then being a playmaker as well. And whether that's from a coverage standpoint, whether that's as a run support defender, you know, I think that, you know, some of the guys, that's a position where I see that there's a lot of guys that really have improved.
Can you talk about the job Hoyer's done so far?
Yeah, I think Brian's done a nice job. You know, again, he brings some experience to that position group, and you know, he's done a good job out here and in the opportunities that he's had. We're just looking for consistency overall from the quarterback position, and you know, guys are making strides. You know, we threw a lot of offense out there. Now we'll start getting into games where it's less, and we can, you know, they can zero in on their performances, and then looking for consistency.
Guys worked out that Norwegian kicker in the offseason who's now with Detroit. Did you personally view the tryout?
I did. I saw him.
Was not a good day or what? That particular day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a raw guy with ability, and, you know, he did a fairly good job. I think we were just sorting through exactly what we were going to do at that point, and I haven't kept up with him on how he's doing now, but –